Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening to this update. We've got Larry down there in Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart, how's my signal?
Well, now it's breaking up a little bit, but it's still, we can hear you. Larry's main phone went down, and he's on his cell phone. Before we get going, I wanted to read something. Now, this is Dmitry Dudeman, and this was given back, at, I think, in 1996 or somewhere in there. So just listen to what he said. I saw the president of Russia, a short, chubby man who said that he was the president of China, and two others. Well, Xi is a very short, chubby man, and I think that's who he's talking about here. The last two also said where they were from, but I did not understand. However, I gathered they were part of the Russian-controlled territory. The men then stepped out of the cloud. The Russian president began to speak to the Chinese one. I will give you the land with all the people, but you must free Taiwan of the Americans. Do not fear. We will attack them from behind. A voice said to me, watch where the Russians penetrate America. I saw these words written, Alaska, Minnesota, and Florida. And then the man spoke again. When America goes to war with China, the Russians will strike without warning. The two presidents spoke. We too will fight for you. Each had a place already planned as a point of attack. They all shook hands and hugged. They all signed a contract. One of them said, we're sure that Korea and Cuba will also be on our side without a doubt. Together, we can destroy America. Now, that was written a long, long time ago. What do you think, Larry?
Well, it sounds like we're getting there. There's been some insiders saying we'll be at war with China by fall, and here we are, approaching the middle of August, so we're not far away.
Yeah, now you have some intel, I think, on that came in about China and Taiwan. Can you give us a briefing on that?
This was just late this evening. Hal Turner posted it, and then, shockingly, a while ago, Lou Dobbs on his Fox Business show actually posted it and showed some of the satellite images. And I'll just read Hal Turner's. It says, China massing invasion craft on the coast opposite Taiwan. Satellite images show amphibious vehicles and mobile missile launch vehicles massing at Chinese military bases on China's coast. Said the PLA is deploying the powerful PCL-191 multiple missile launch systems across from Taiwan on the Taiwan Strait. And Lou Dobbs was talking to a guy named Pillsbury a while ago, talking about strategic security. And Pillsbury says his intel that's coming into him from insiders are reporting that it's very possible we're about to have military confrontations and that the Chinese generals are already declaring that they're about to take on the U.S. military in all directions. And by the way, President Trump did just send Azar, I believe his name is, and a team to the see the president of Taiwan, which has now enraged China some more. So this is growing fast.
Yeah, we'll be at war probably very, very soon. And folks, I hope everybody has prepared as best as they can, because when this thing starts, and we don't know exactly what all they're going to do, the riots in the cities are accelerating and getting worse by the day. And it appears that, you know, they don't really do anything about it. I know Bill Barr was saying, well, you know, we've had about enough, and we got to do something about it. But so far, I haven't seen anything but police stand downs. The deal in Portland, where all those people that Trump sent in, they're all gone as far as I know. What's your take, Larry? Are they out of there? That's what I heard.
Well, the latest reports I saw on Fox today indicate that some of the task forces are gone, but there is still federal officers inside the federal facility. But mm-hmm. apparently the state police and the local authorities are battling it with the protesters. Oddly enough, Stuart, the interesting thing is that they brought out today on Fox was the fact that, remember what these, you know, Antifa and Black Lives Matter and all of them said, if Trump would withdraw those federal troops that or forces that he had sent in there, that it would all quieten down. Well, that's been proven to be a lie. These people are liars, and they don't intend to stop.
No, we're in a communist insurgency, and they're not going to stop until they're forced to stop. And, you know, it's kind of interesting that if you go back into Hitler, he had these communists that he went after. And, of course, what happens once you start going after people, then it goes to other people, other enemies of the state, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I want to get back to China, though, because we do have a vet from Tyler Durden. China mobilizes invasion craft on coast near Taiwan as U.S. officials arrive in Taipei. And so obviously it says there is a significant Chinese military buildup near the island, have reportedly come out. Now, we did have those that there were a lot of ships or something just off the coast of those islands, and evidently they're going to build that up. Then I did hear, Larry, that we had some carriers that were headed in that direction, but are they actually there, or where are those carriers? Do you know?
Well, I'm not really sure on the location of them. They're not there, far as I know. They may be on the way, but they were also trying to show themselves in other parts of the South China Sea. So this is a big area, and we're stretched really,
yep.
really thin, Stuart. And the Chinese generals are already saying that if we try to assist Taiwan, they'll just go ahead and invade it, and we can't stop them.
Yep. Yeah, we're not going to be able to stop them, and we risk a major war with China if we try it. And although we may sink one of their carriers, in fact, they only have one carrier, as I understand it. Is that true?
No, they've got, I saw two in some videos that I was watching. They have at least two carriers and some assault ships that can carry fighters or helicopters.
Well, that kind of dovetails into what Dmitry Dudeman said. We go to war with China and then Russia hits us. We're on the verge, folks, of Isaiah chapter 17 because of that explosion. Now, there was a headline that said that Israel admitted that the breaking, it says, Beirut explosion cause revealed, Israel admits it. But when you read the article, it's Israel doesn't admit anything. So I guess you got some fake news. I know there's a lot of people who, like that missile thing, they're now saying that was a fake. So who knows? But the question is, or I guess the answer is, read your Bible. Read Isaiah and Daniel, chapter 8 and 11, and Ezekiel 38, 39, and you got a pretty good picture of what's coming, and I believe it's coming extremely rapidly. There's just too much going on, too much convergence of things. Here's another one, breaking. Antifa terrorists in Austin, Texas, Portland, Washington, just received a large cache of weapons in preparation for coordinated multi-city Tet offensive against America. What do you make of that, Larry? That sounds kind of bad. And there has been just escalation after escalation all around. I mean, Chicago's and looks like a war zone.
Yeah, Chicago is a war zone. You know, all the major cities that are under Democrats are war zones already. And the most interesting thing is, as you said, this was an insurgency. This is not a protest or people wanting something done. This is an insurgency. It's a communist revolution, if you will. And matter of fact, John Moore probably said it best. The other day he was on with James McCain, and John Moore said this is an absolute, it's a joined effort to destroy America from within, and he said it's a Muslim communist insurgency in America. It's the Muslims and the communists coming out together to destroy this nation, and it's just a shame that the American people are just so stupid. They just can't figure that out.
Yeah, we've said it before. All their rights are now gone. They're in almost full lockdown, or they get authority to leave their house, or they are given permission to go to the grocery store, or they are ordered to wear a mask, which is dangerous in the first place. You know, I was thinking, it's too bad we don't have some pretty sharp lawyers to challenge this on the grounds of religious grounds, because really the mask thing is a satanic ritual. It's a torture ritual. It's an occultic ritual. They're forcing a religion, the religion of Satan, down everybody's throat, which is totally illegal. Yeah, they might have the right to force a test, or they might even have consider themselves having a right to mandatory vaccines, but I hope the American people do not bow down or prostrate themselves before Satan's boot much longer. I think, what do you think, Larry? I think they've probably already lost the nation. And all we're hearing now is, oh, we got to have another lockdown. Isn't it interesting, folks, that just as the schools were beginning to open, oh, we have this massive spike of young children getting this COVID-19. We really am going to have to really reconsider. We probably have to shut down the schools, and they will have to do it remotely. I mean, these people are the most evil liars and murderers. We know who their daddy is. I just would hope that the Lord dispatches all these people to their daddy, Satan. And it's very, very hard when you see all this and when you really study it out, what's really going on. And this is an occultic ritual. And it's a test bed to see, will the American people literally bow down and lick our boots? Well, the answer is very, very clear. Yes, they will. And yes, they have. And it's just too bad to watch. Anyway, and meanwhile, while all this is going on, of course, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, is probably being armed. I mean, this is just a report of weapons coming in. Those weapons have been here for a long, long time. I would imagine all over America there are hidden caches of AK-47 types, bazookas, all kinds of stuff we wouldn't even know is in here, along with suitcase operations, that go boom in the night and cause a lot of radiation. What's your take, Larry? How many, you know, we've had reports of Spetsnaz in here for years. So are they still here?
Stuart, I don't expect any of them ever left, and they've been joined by the Chinese, who have literally taken over America basically anyway. And
yep.
Their cohorts, which are the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans and the deep state in America, even though the American people outnumber them, I don't think the American people have the wherewithal to resist them.
Well, and you know, there are so many anti-gunners now in America. They've been propagandized and not trained in firearms or self-protection. In fact, now all they're trying to tell everybody, well, to protect yourself from these people is a crime. Well, they have every right to beat you up, to rape you, to invade your home, to steal everything. And if you resist, you're the criminal. Now, this is that upside-down thing that the Lord Jesus Christ warned us about in Isaiah, that these people would turn everything upside down so the good people become the evil people. Self-defense is a crime, but to attack others is not a crime, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I guess my take is, why not reverse it on them? If it's not a crime to attack somebody, why not attack Antifa? Et cetera, et cetera. But the people aren't going to do it. They know they're not going to do it. Deep state has done a lot of psychological research on the American people. And way back in Tavistock, that's what they were doing. It's a psycho operation. It's propaganda slowly laid out there, and the people are gobbling it up. Our universities are now nothing but communist propaganda universities. That's all they are. And all of this has been going on and going on and going on for years. Nobody does anything about it. It's all just rhetoric, and you people are being scammed because America is down. That's what the Bible says. We're going down. Now, if Trump were to pull a rabbit out of the hat and all of a sudden all these communists go down the tube, which I doubt, but that's what Q says anyway. Have you heard any more about that stuff, Larry, about Q and his latest pronouncements?
No, I don't follow Q. You know, I know some do, and some people are posting that, well, it's almost like, you know, after almost 4 years, I've quit thinking that there is a Justice Department. How's that?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's misnamed. It's the Injustice Department, which is exactly what Habakkuk says, that the law is slacked. Wrong judgment proceeds. It's total lawlessness. That's what we're watching in Washington, total lawlessness. And anyway, here's a headline. Trump warns the world, active coup may remove him from office. Now, this is partly from Q, and you folks already know what I think of Q because they've lied so many times, but there may be a method to the madness of constant lying. So it's like the boy that cried wolf multitudes of times, and every time everybody ran, there was no wolf, and the kid would laugh at him. Well, QAnon may be that kind of an operation. So anyway, this is what it says. This has all been planned for well in advance. He has had a number of assassination attempts on his life since taking office, including, it says, an attempt to shoot down Air Force One. Okay, now this is what Q says. Because remember, Trump said I was probably going to go away for a while. Well, he hasn't gone away yet. He just did and it appeared to be in Washington. It appeared to be at the White House. In fact, they scurried him away when shots were fired just outside the White House. Anyway, this is what Q says. POTUS will be well insulated, protected on Air Force One and abroad. Specific locations, of course, classified. While these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment, they're talking about the communist entrenchment, Clapper and Brennan and Pelosi and Schumer and all these communists. Anyway, while these operations are conducted due to the nature of the entrenchment, it is time to take back our country and make America great again. Let us salute and pray for the brave men and women in uniform who will undertake this assignment to bring forth peace, a unity, and return power to the people. Folks, when you go under martial law, which is the only way they can do this, we're never going to get it back. It's all part of the plan. It is our hope that this message reaches people to make a meaningful impact. We cannot yet telegraph this message through normal methods for reasons I'm sure everyone here can understand. Follow the questions from the previous threads. Remain calm. The primary targets are within D.C. and remain at the top. On both sides, the spillover in the streets will quickly shut down. Look for more false flags. Stay alert. Be vigilant and pray. And so there you go. And that was a very, very strange remark. You may remember when Trump said there's a storm coming. And they asked him, well, what do you mean by that? And he says, you'll find out. Now, Twitter, my fellow Americans, the storm is upon us. Now, that's theoretically from Q, I guess. And there was a very strange sign that showed up on the White House. I did capture that sign. I wished I had the video, but I don't. anyway... There was a red flashing sign, they claim, that showed up that said, warning, brace yourself. So a lot of weird stuff going on. Have you heard any more about that, Larry?
Yeah, you know, that's the reason I sent it to you, so you could watch that video for yourself. It was then red and went across the White House screen, and
yes,
it was out there, and of course you saw it, and then suddenly they took it down. It is posted, though, if anybody wants to go to z3news.com, z3news.com, they've got the story of it and an image posted. And
yeah.
What's interesting, Stuart? What's interesting is how that he, remember he made a remark the same day. He said, you may not see me for a while, and then talks about a blackout. And
yep.
I was thinking, you know, we thought he might be going to go into hiding, but if there's a blackout, you won't watch him on TV anyway. So you wouldn't be seeing him. So this may be some clues and it may be some warnings at the same time.
Yeah, because, you know, if you're going to conduct a, how do I say, clandestine operation, be it against Christians or whoever, or against the communists, we don't really know. We'll find out, like Larry said when we were talking. Well, we'll find out who the actual, who the target is. We don't have to probably wait around too long either to figure it out. But anyway, I wanted to get quickly, we'll do this again either Wednesday or Friday. Barry Rothman's got a new thing out, and the main thing I wanted to point out, what he's talking about, Barack Hussein Obama, and the name Reptilian shows up, UFO shows up, China shows up, Sons of Enoch, Army, and from a Nazi. Have reptilian, this is his, Barry Rothman, Nordic and other alien species infiltrated our government and our military and our aerospace industry. Did they bring with them any Nazi philosophy that they shared with Germany when they worked over there. And, of course, if you've done any research on the Third Reich, then you would know what the Fourth Reich is probably all about. So, Satan, you got to remember, Satan hates humanity. He wants to kill them all. He wants to kill you. He doesn't want anything to do with you. You're his enemy. And if he could kill everybody, he would have done it a long time ago. And the only reason he can't is because the Lord won't let him. But that is what he really wants to do. And there's a 10-year-old boy, I think he died or came, anyway, he was in an accident or something of that nature. And he mentioned that after the war, after World War III, that the real serious stuff from the reptilians and the fallen ones was going to begin. And it was going to make World War III look like a picnic. And anyway, there's a lot to this. Remember what the Bible says in Genesis? It tells you pretty bluntly who runs the world. And it's not the Lord. Satan has a leasehold. Yes, he's hemmed in by certain restrictions. But he still runs it. Remember when Jesus was taken up on the high mountain and shown all the kingdoms of the world? And Satan says, well, they're mine, and I can give them to whomsoever I will. And Jesus never rebuked him for saying that, because it was true. They are Satan's. He is the serpent and the deceiver of the whole world in the book of Revelation. So when you start seeing this showing up in the Torah codes of reptilians and a reptilian arrival, like in the movie V, it's much more real than you might realize. We're going to find out, I think, in the very near future. What else you got, Larry?
Well, I was just going to also say that apparently Ben Danoon, when Israeli News Live posted the fact about the missile and Beirut, he got completely suspended from YouTube, so he's off YouTube now. But they are censoring right and left.
Yeah. Yeah, we're having all kinds of weird stuff happen, even on Night Shadows Radio. I mean, it's just, it's everywhere. Remember, folks, the Lord said that the night was coming when no man could work. I don't think he was kidding at all. He meant that it's going to be totally illegal. Probably Bibles will be burning all over the United States, just like they are in Seattle. And Christianity will be outlawed. It will not be a faith that you can have. And they're already trying to do it. I mean, when you allow casinos to operate, but you can't go to church? I mean, I can't imagine how come the American people don't have the brass enough to stand up en masse and go after these communists. But then again, I guess it must be the mystery of iniquity. It certainly is a mystery why the people cannot understand what's being done to them. Anyway, Larry, any final last word?
Yeah, I would just say that I really feel sorry for all those people out there that have not prepared for possibly a blackout, and when you can't dial 911, and even if you dial 911, they don't come, the blood's on your hands.
Yeah. Yep. It sure is, folks. And I don't know what these people are going to tell their kid. Well, I just didn't believe it. Well, you should have. You know, I get mocking emails all the time. And I'm sure Larry's gotten his share of them. Well, there's no law against being an idiot. There's no law against being stupid. And there's no law being a fool. And the Bible says that only a fool will say there is no God. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. Take care, everyone. Heads up, this thing could go bad anytime from now on. it's amazing what's happening. And we hope to see you Wednesday night. Anyway, good night.